We've seen the impact we make when we stand together. So let's stand with candidates who represent us in Washington, D.C. Sherrod Brown always stands up for the well-being of our community, capping the price of insulin and cracking down on predatory landlords jacking up rents in black neighborhoods. Black power is in our votes. Let's use it today. Vote now to re-elect Senator Sherrod Brown.
Paid for by Ask Me People, AskMePeople.org, which is responsible for the content of this ad. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
Expecting heavy downpours all day today.
You're a builder. You build. It's literally in your job title.
Woo! Let's hit it.
A little rain isn't stopping you. Not today. Not any day. Shouldn't your flashing tape be working through it all too? Only Frog Tape Pro Grade Flashing Tape's high-performance acrylic adhesive sticks, re-sticks, and stays stuck, even on the roughest surfaces in rain, snow, heat, and more. So you stay in control when it matters most. Show weather who's boss with Frog Tape Pro Grade Flashing Tape.
Well, the good news is the magic number goes from 5 to 3. The bad news is the Padres have a serious question in the back of their bullpen heading in to the postseason, and it appears as if Robert Suarez may have potentially lost his job as closer with still a week to go in the regular season. So John and Jim with you here on the wrap-up show. A ton to react to. Padres do, to their credit, find a way to beat the White Sox and avoid what would have been just a horrific loss as they allowed the two-out, two-strike home run in the ninth to tie it, but win it on the Fernando Tatis Jr. walk-off double, his second walk-off hit in the last 13 Padres games. So as you make your way in, please subscribe. Year-round content for Padres fans. Year-round content for Padres fans. I'm sure Carlos will be in here at some point. Please subscribe. We're trying to get to 7,100 subscribers here tonight with your help. Smash the like button for us. We could use hundreds of likes on this video. Follow us on X at John Schaefer, at Jim Russell SD. We appreciate the supers. I see some have already rolled in. We'll get to them all here tonight. So just click that dollar sign below the chat box. I don't have a super column for some reason tonight, Jim. I might have to exit and re-enter. I got it. Click the dollar sign below. I have them. I just don't have a column. Click the dollar sign below the chat box. We'll get to every single super chat here tonight. And if you want to become a member, click the join button down below. This was a complete struggle. Complete struggle. Musgrove really good. Crochet really good. Padres scratch across a couple of runs in the sixth. The game-tying home run in the ninth, only to see Fernando Tatis Jr. walk it off. And really the primary takeaway here today is that the Padres have a closer problem. And his name is Robert Suarez. And I don't think it can be alleviated, would be my guess, between now and the end of the season. So we'll see what they do from here on out.
I said in the next week, if in the last 12 games, if he appears in 5 of them and he blows one, and he looks kind of shaky in the other games and maybe has one game where he looks really good, but they're all not like crisp and clean, you got to make a move and you got to talk about it. And listening to Schilt post game, like that's as far as Schilt will ever go with essentially throwing a player under the bus. Like what Schilt said post game when asked about Robert Suarez wasn't a definitive, he's our guy and we believe in him. Now he threw that in the back end because you always have to compliment. If you're Schilt, you always have to throw a compliment in there. But if you go back and you listen to Mike Schilt, the first thing he says is, yeah, it's under consideration. We have 3 legit guys in the back of the bullpen. We'll talk about it. And that fastball, he's like, you got to mix in another pitch. Especially a right-handed hitter. And post-game, Mike Pomeranz made a great point. Like, when you're throwing a guy a fastball and he sees that pitch 9 times in an at-bat, I mean, the odds of him catching up to one and hitting one out go up dramatically. And you saw that tonight. And right now, Robert Suarez, I think, shouldn't be the closer anymore.
No, he can't. I mean, he shouldn't. I mean, it's... It's completely merit-based. I mean, are you really going to risk your entire season on his lack of an ability to throw a secondary pitch? You're going to put yourself in this unbelievable position, win 90-something games, and then in game one of the wild card round with a 3-2 lead, you're going to let him be in a position that he has not taken advantage of now for weeks on end. It's not velocity-based. First of all, the pitches are by and large over the plate, or they're laying off pitches out of the zone. And secondly, like you said, not just 9 fastballs in the sequence, 9 consecutive fastballs. He threw 17 fastballs in a 19-pitch sequence. I mean, everyone's laying off anything other than his fastball. Mm-hmm. So if it's not a fastball, they're not swinging. If it is a fastball, they're waiting for it to be in the zone. And if it is in the zone, there have been more barreled balls than there were in the first half of the year. It's a big concern. The good news is they have Tanner Scott, they have Jason Adam, they have Jeremiah Estrada. The bad news is I don't know what you do with Robert Suarez. And I don't know how you implement him or utilize him in the postseason, truthfully. I mean, when are you going to be comfortable using him in a tight game? You're going to feel good with him in the sixth or seventh inning? I don't feel good with him on the mound right now, truthfully. And I don't know how you get this thing figured out in such a short period of time.
This is by far the weirdest walk-off win that I've covered for this team.
It's just not very satisfying.
It's an anticlimactic walk-off win. They should have won that game in the ninth. It's nice, like, stat padding a little bit of like, hey, let's add another walk-off to our resume here, right? You have now 10 on the season. Toddy gets another walk-off. That's great.
Circa out of business. Just like closing their doors next month.
But I mean, going into that clubhouse tonight, John, the players will be happy. The one player that won't be will be Robert Suarez. And I can bet you, just listening to Schilt's postgame, he's not going into his office being like, yes, he's going to his office tonight with the rest of the coaching staff and like sitting down with probably AJ at some point being like, look, do we make a move now?
Yeah, this is the first time I've felt in the second half that they're truly susceptible.
Yeah,
that they've got a gaping hole that can prevent them from doing what we hope they do here.
He's got a 5.69 ERA in September, I think.
Well, go back to August. His ERA was probably in the fives. You know, I mean, his numbers overall are not great. I mean, they're really not all of a sudden. I mean, he's got 6.3 saves.
5.63 in September.
And he's got 6.1 saves. I mean, it's becoming a very pedestrian year for a guy that had an elite start. I mean, for a guy that started this way, it's been very disappointing. I mean, really disappointing here over the last 6 or 8 weeks. Evan, thank you for the first super of the night. We see the super chats. We'll get to all of them. About 500 people here live right now, so please subscribe. There's a lot to react to. We'll talk about more than just Robert Suarez, but it's like you win a battle, lose a war. I mean, you got to have a lockdown closer to win in the postseason, the way we want them to win. Evan says, no enjoyment in that walk-off whatsoever. We'll see how serious Schilt is about making a deep run. The pen is deep, and Bobby is cooked. I think it goes well beyond Mike Schilt when you think about the postseason. I don't think it's going to be Schilt that's just making all those decisions about how they use the back end of their bullpen because they have so many weapons back there, but I'm sure Schilt will play a role in it. I mean, Suarez threw way too many pitches today. He's not pitching tomorrow. I'd be surprised if he, I don't know how many consecutive games, but he's not pitching tomorrow. He threw way too many pitches. He's coming off a blown save. Someone else will likely get the next save opportunity for the Padres. Who is that going to be? I would assume Tanner Scott.
So I was wrong. His September ERA is actually 7.
Yeah, I was going to say, he's been awful. And what was his August ERA?
So here is his month by month. All right. April, I'm not counting. Let's see here. I'm not counting more. Yeah. April. 10 appearances, 10 and a third innings, ERA 0.
That was good.
May, 12 appearances, ERA 0.73. June, 9 appearances, 2.25 ERA. July, 9 appearances, 2.79 ERA. August, 11 appearances, 4.35 ERA. And now September, 9 appearances, a 7 ERA.
So in October, what's it going to be, 10 and a half?
Look, there is no time for feelings to be hurt here. And while Robert Suarez for majority of the season has been nails for this team and really good, and he's, you know, going to be a top five closer in baseball just from like the save standpoint. I think he has like 30, how many saves do you have, John? He has 33 saves on the year. It's got to be what, top 10 in baseball for relievers. Yeah, you got to put the best guys out there, and there's truthfully three guys ahead of him now in the spot and in the pecking order, unfortunately for him. And it starts, I think, with Tanner Scott, because Tanner Scott's got 20 plus saves on the season already, and it goes to Adam, and then it goes to Estrada. But your point of like, what do you do with Suarez? I truthfully don't know. I truthfully don't know, because if in the postseason you have a starter go six, are you? What are you doing there?
Well, he's not trust. Here's a couple of things. A lot of this is mental. All of a sudden, for the first time in forever, he's throwing in a sixth inning or seventh inning. Like, hey, crazy. You've been closing all year, and now in this random afternoon game in the wild card round, you're pitching the sixth. Okay. Hopefully that works out. And then secondly, do you even trust him to be pitching with a lead in that spot? And are you going to be pitching him in a tie game or trailing? That doesn't make any sense. Basically, what has happened here is players excel when they know their roles. Look at Tyler Wade. Like, he's filled his role.
Gotta get some credit to Wade tonight.
Look at Donovan Solano. Like, he's excelled in his role.
Right.
When you take a player out of their role, you're asking for trouble. And now he created this problem. Robert Suarez did. But it's a weird situation. And by the way, I wouldn't be overly shocked either if they just said, you know what? Guys have roles. He'll be the first to be given the opportunity in October and the 9th. I mean, and you kind of just do that. You're like, maybe it works. I have no idea. I mean, I know this. Other guys will be given save opportunities from now until next Sunday. I know that. And I bet Robert Suarez will get another save opportunity between now and next Sunday as well. And then maybe you roll the dice. And by the way, Tanner Scott, I love Tanner Scott. The walks are going to concern me with Tanner Scott.
There's Jason Adam is my guy.
Jason Adam might be the guy, truthfully. I mean, Tanner Scott can be wild. Robert Suarez allows balls to be barreled. And Jason Adam's been probably the best reliever on the team.
Look, you're not going to be facing many Lennon Sosas in the postseason.
True. They won't be as good as Lennon Sosa.
Lennon Sosa, who now has a 601 OPS. Every single player in the White Sox has a sub-600 OPS. It's literally the most amazing thing ever.
It's almost like they've lost 118 games.
Right. But
Juan Soto, let's get to some of the super chats. Yeah. Guys, please subscribe here on Content for Padres Fans, and thank you for your support of the channel. Click the dollar sign below the chat box. Juan Soto Walk says, 100 down the middle to Major League Baseball hitters doesn't work, even against the Austin Nolas of the world, the entire White Sox batting order. Yeah, it's fair. I mean, it's playing out right in front of us. I mean, there's film, there's a game plan, there's a strategy. He wasn't throwing off-speed pitches early either, but now there's more of a strategy than there was clearly in April and May. Velocity, good. He doesn't strike anyone out. Mm-hmm. 56 strikeouts in 62 innings for someone that throws 102 is unbelievably low. Yeah. A strikeout per nine for a guy that throws 102, you can't have a lower rate than Robert Suarez does this year.
Yeah.
It's impossible.
I just, you know, while his fastball is, you know, triple digits, like, you're right. If you're throwing 102, I need to see that strikeout total in 50 something innings be like in the 70s.
Yeah, exactly.
It's a straight fastball, and there's not a lot. I watch every game. You might show me the advanced analytics or whatever and say it's a good fastball. I watch every single Robert Suarez pitch, and that fastball gets fouled off a lot. There's not that many swings and misses on that thing. There's swings and misses, but not as many as you would want from your closer. And when you're throwing one pitch, you better have pinpoint command on that one pitch. And his command is way off right now.
Yeah, it is. It's been very average at best. And he's worked a lot of deep counts, a lot of three ball counts. There's been some walks in there.
How many foul balls has that fastball?
Oh my.
A million.
The percentage of times the fastball has fouled off, it's a good point. It's a high percentage right now. SGL Stevens, thank you, man, for the super chat. He says, worried about Suarez closing in the postseason. Yeah. That's the theme of the show. And truthfully, it's been the theme for weeks. I mean, we've been discussing this, you know, with sometimes it's been raised to like this level where it's crazy concerning. Other times you're like, hey, he deserves to be given a second or third opportunity based on his year. But we're at the point, I think it might be past the point of no return. Truthfully, I don't know how any Padre fan or even the organization is going to trust Robert Suarez in their most meaningful games of the decade. Or, you know, I mean, these are some of the most meaningful games in the history of the franchise. Your expectations are to maybe make a deep run or get to a World Series. And your closer's got a 6+ ERA since August 1st. That's scary.
I gave Robert Suarez the benefit of the doubt after one of his recent blown saves, saying like, look, I still think Robert Suarez, Schulte's going to use him in the ninth. He's been great for you all season long while he has been off lately. Like, he's your guy, but under the circumstance that in the final week of the season, he has to look good. Like, he cannot do this. He's got to go out there and look like Robert Suarez at the start of the season instead of the Robert Suarez in August and September so far. And he blew it. He blew it. And so now you have the discussion, serious discussion. And from Schulte's tone postgame, they're going to have that discussion and there probably will be a change. I would not be surprised after hearing Schulte postgame if we see either Adam or Scott as their new closer.
A little less light shows, a little more secondary pitches. And the last thing I need to see in the postseason is some light show in the ninth inning. I really don't. I mean, it's just like you're just asking for it. Yeah. David H160, thank you for the super chat. He says, for every like on this video, one blunt for Carlos. I love that. Please like this video. Please subscribe to this channel. And thank you for your support of this channel as well with the super chats. Click the dollar sign below the chat box. Like Darapot. Thank you, Darapot. Who says, can someone teach Suarez how to throw a changeup for a strike? All he needs to do, make hitters respect the changeup and throw it more. Nothing is happening in 2024, unfortunately. Like, 2024 is over in terms of making any change for Robert Suarez. So if this is good enough, amazing. If he can recapture something, amazing. Truthfully, I don't think you're going to get any change in 2025. The guy's 34 years of age next year. This is who he is. Elite fastball. I mean, you go back to 2022, Jim, nobody could barrel him up. Nope. He allowed no home runs. Yeah, Bryce Harper. But, you know, my general point is he allowed no home runs. And now he's allowed, dude, think about it. Two of like the last four times he's been on the mound, he's allowed these massive back-breaking home runs. Mm-hmm. Two outs with the bases loaded, the grand slam with two strikes. Today with two outs to some no-name, a two-out, two-strike home run to tie a game. I mean, this isn't just, a bloop single fell in, he blew a save. He's allowed some massive hits the last couple of times out. And like, if you're expecting that to change in the postseason, that's probably foolish, truthfully.
So, you know, you look at the 2022 postseason, he was lights out all year long, except for like the first game of the season, but he didn't pitch much. Like, he did have some injuries in there and he only pitched, I think, 46 innings. You get to the NLCS against a really good fastball hitting team. What happens? Homer to Harper, and then game two, it was one of those garbage time home runs to, I think, either Castellanos or Realmuto.
Yeah, I remember that.
We were in the left field bleachers at the time.
It like came right to us.
Right. So you get to another postseason against teams like every team. You don't think the Arizona's a good fastball hitting team? The Dodgers with Ohtani, the Phillies again, like. This is scary right now, thinking about Robert Suarez out in the postseason in a one-run game if he's not going to turn this thing around like yesterday, which it's you had one more chance with me. You had one more chance. You had to go out there in the final nine games of the season, and he had a good outing his last outing. But you had the opportunity to go out there and give people confidence. Now – that's done. You blow a save to the White Sox. It's done. Yeah.
I mean, who are 1-117 when trailing after eight innings and they tie you.
You're done. It's over.
And like, by the way, it's not just one run games. Like, he's blown a 3-run lead and a 2-run lead in two of his last
grand
three
slam,
outings.
A 2-run homer here, yeah. 2-run homer there.
He's walking guys. He's allowing base hits, and then he's been barreled up with the long ball. He's allowed, you know, 3-4 long balls here in his last, whatever, 10 plus appearances. It's way too high. David Gutierrez, thank you so much for the super chat. We appreciate you. He says, did we win or did they lose? Well, they certainly didn't lose. I actually give the White Sox credit. How on earth they tied that game is remarkable by their standards.
This is a win for them in like.
Yeah, they didn't lose. They didn't throw this game away. Can Wade close? Because he's pretty damn clutch. I mean, first of all, remember everyone was screaming at us about sending Wade from third the other day?
Oh, yeah.
And then the infield is in and the White Sox are going on contact and Wade throws that dude out by 10 feet. Same play. But, you know, right.
But wait,
I'm sure they're going crazy on the White Sox wrap up show about that. No, I don't think the White Sox threw this game away at all. I thought actually the Arise ball, they got fortunate on. I thought after that, the White Sox were winning the game. I thought after Arise hit that ball 100 miles an hour to first, I thought the White Sox would win the game. And it's a credit to the Padres that they didn't. And the Padres came through in the clutch there in the 10th inning. So Padres deserve credit for winning the game. I mean, Robert Suarez is one of 26 players on the active roster. That's not everyone's fault what happened there in the ninth inning, and they still found a way to win. So Padres deserve credit for the win, and I don't think the White Sox handed the Padres the game. I really don't.
I think the White Sox actually played a really good game.
They played really well, yeah.
I think that if you were to just show me this team without telling me what their record is, there's no way the team that I saw tonight – I would say that they've lost
games under
117 games. Like, right. Like Garrett Crochet, guy was filthy. Now Joe was filthy as well. I mean, they had a combined, I think, 16 strikeouts and 4 innings, you know, together. But God, Garrett Crochet tonight, John. I mean, that guy was literally unhittable.
Yeah, complete. And again, there was a little bit of a fear going into this series, saying that you need to sweep them. We knew that Crochet was starting. We knew he'd been kind of down in the second half because they're not allowing him to pitch. I mean, they had the makings of, like, you just can't look past them, and what if you do, and you throw something away. And I don't know what happened Saturday or Sunday. Hopefully the Padres win two games. And they can, by the way, clinch at home with two wins and a Braves loss on either Saturday or Sunday, even though AJ Casavell wrote something that was confusing to me. But the magic number is 3, according to Padres.tv. At the end of the day, they needed the win. They got the win. But the larger concern is what this means for their chances. Like, we want to win it all. How do you feel about your chances of winning it all when your closer is unreliable? This is the first time I've been like, this thing just doesn't feel like it felt a month ago in terms of their possibilities and their potential. And maybe because they have a Tanner Scott and because they have a Jeremiah Estrada and they have a Jason Adam, maybe they can just reinvent themselves in the back there and still be a-okay, but I still got to see it.
We asked a question, I think 2 weeks ago, what's this team's weakness? Well, we found it. I was struggling to find one, truthfully, and I'm not saying I'm glad that we know what the weakness is so you can go and fix it, right? But that's the one like weakness going into a postseason that you just don't want to deal with is a shaky closer. I would give me something else. I'll take a black hole at second base. Well, you already have that with, I guess, Xander and Cronenworth now.
I mean, I'd rather have a lineup that like
give me something else. Give me something else. The one thing that I want when I go to a postseason, if you're giving me like a list of like top things, is a lockdown closer. And right now you have anything but that.
That's right. All right, let's get back to some of these super chats. Guys, again, there's about 700 of you here live right now. Please subscribe. The Padres take the opener. Subscribe and smash the like button. Andrew, thank you, man, for the super. He says, no pitcher has ever succeeded with just fastballs. It's probably accurate to a large extent. There's always outliers. But by the way, Suarez has been an outlier. His fastball has been remarkably successful for him this year. It's just caught up to him, so to speak, here recently. Hendrick, thank you. He says Suarez hasn't been getting swing and miss. Mm-hmm. It's ugly.
He's just not striking guys out.
Yeah.
I mean, how many, like, I mean, this year, John, let's look this up one more time here. So his ERA is now ballooned, but he's gone up to 2.67.
Which again, for the closers, it's fine, but it's not like unheard of.
He's got 62 innings pitched and 56 strikeouts on the year, and all he throws is 102.
Correct.
That doesn't add up at all. Those need to be at least like flipped.
Yeah,
I mean, you're averaging less than a strikeout an outing.
It adds up because he doesn't throw any secondary pitches. So that's why I guess it's adding up. And I bet that strikeout rate's gone down since the first 6 weeks of the season, too, would be my guess.
And Chucky, I love Robert D, thank Suarez, you. But it's just you gotta do what's best. I said I love Robert Suarez, but you gotta do what's best for the team. If you're Mike Schoen.
I mean, I like Robert Suarez, but he's got a deficiency. And his deficiency is right. He doesn't throw a secondary pitch. He has a plus pitch, and everything else is below average because he doesn't throw anything else. So he's got a plus fastball, but you're facing some of the best hitters in baseball, presumably coming up in the postseason, and then everything's ratcheted up.
You're just sitting fastball.
And you're asking for a little bit of trouble. Chucky D, thank you. He says Crochet is filthy. You want him this offseason. Not saying Pods do necessarily. You're giving them Salas or DeVries just to start. He is. I mean, he has a lot of value. And they held on to him. It might have been the right decision, truthfully. Maybe they get more for him in the offseason. Maybe they build around him. That team is so pathetic. Thankfully, Dylan Cease is here and not there. But, yeah, Crochet's a good pitcher. I think the Padres made the wise decision not adding him during the season because he hasn't been used in the second half. But two's got value. There's no question about it.
Sorry, I just – no, never mind. Hold on. I locked – so – one of our good friends is over and Aaron and her were outside and I accidentally locked them out of the house.
Why don't you let them in?
They got in.
Would they break in?
We have like a hidden key.
Oh, great.
Yeah, everybody knows now. Perfect.
Good call. Hey, IB.
Yeah. Hey, IB smell. People. Yeah. Poop smell. Come in. Yeah. Take us out.
Matthew, appreciate the super chat. He says, when Hader struggled, Bob Melvin took him off for a bit, then threw him back in, and Hader took off. Best decision Melvin did as a Padre, in my opinion. Yeah, that was an important part of 2022. There's no question about it. He was really shaky in August. He was terrible, actually, in August. But the thing is, they had time that the Padres no longer have. I mean, 8 games is like nothing.
No.
I don't know how you can make – what are you going to do in 8 games with the Robert
Torres? It's so late to make a move, dude. It's so late to make a move. But it's almost like you're playing with fire if you don't.
Either way, you're playing with fire.
Really?
Well, don't you? Like, if you do it and he gives up a home run in the postseason, aren't you going to be like, told you so? And if they don't do it – or excuse me, if they do it, like, you could be screwed either way.
This is like the worst thing that could have happened. Not the worst thing. There's plenty of other things that could have been way worse. So,
well, if they would have lost today and this happened, it would be like doubly worse.
I take that back. This is not the worst thing that could happen. But
no.
This is a problem and it's an annoyance and it's cause for concern for sure.
Yeah. I mean, the good news is they won and they got a good bullpen. The bad news is Robert Suarez.
And their magic number is 3, and
which is amazing.
They could clinch Sunday, which I do think there's a real possibility of that happening now with the Marlins taking game one against the Braves.
I hope so. David, appreciate the super chat. He says, this is admittedly weird, but hear me out. Can Suarez be deployed exclusively as a we need one out merchant to save others from 4-out saves? I would say no. And the reason I say that is
he's on a strikeout guy.
He's right. So, okay, you're going to bring him in to face a batter, and then what happens when the batter reaches?
Like,
I mean, you're not going to do that with Robert Suarez. There's no way that's the way they're going to use him.
I mean, it's hard to envision closers not being strikeout guys. I mean, I bet you if I look at some of the top closers in baseball, there's no way I could probably find one that has less strikeouts than innings pitched.
Not a good one,
but like.
But also, can you find one that doesn't throw 2 pitches?
All right. So let's look here. Manuel Clase. Okay. Yeah. I was wrong. 71 innings pitched and 64 strikeouts, and he has a 0.63 ERA. So
you're an idiot.
I'm an idiot. But
I mean, not everyone's hater. Hater is always going to be like 13 strikeouts per every nine innings.
Dude, I mean, Emmanuel Clase, holy shit. Have you seen these numbers?
Well, he's just run him to me. He's got a 0.63 ERA.
And he has a 0.63 whip.
I don't know how.
Now, Ryan Helsley's of the Cardinals has 74 strikeouts in 62 innings. He's got a 2.15 ERA. Finnegan of the Baltimore Nationals. Kyle Finnegan. Okay. I mean, he's got 57 strikeouts in 6 innings
pitched. So two of the top three.
And then you got, yeah. Hader's got 101 strikeouts in 68 innings.
But he's also like Hall of Fame caliber.
Yeah. Iglesias has 64 and 62 innings. Kirby Yates has 83 and 58. He was a guy that I wish they went out and try to get the trade deadline.
They're fine. They're fine in their back end. They're just not fine with Robert Suarez. They have enough in their back end. Mason I just Miller's don't know what they're going to do with Suarez.
61. So, okay, it's
hit or miss.
Hit or miss, and I think the thing with Clase that makes him special is I don't think he throws one pitch.
No, I mean, I don't think any of these guys do.
Yeah.
Breaking away 79, thank you for the super chat. He says no sliders from Suarez injury last year. He's not hurt. How do I know he's not hurt? Because there's no one that throws 102 that's hurt. And he's pitched a lot this year.
He's pitched a lot recently.
No, I mean, I don't know what the reason is for like his pitch selection. I have no idea what's going into this. It's very bizarre. To throw 10 consecutive fastballs in a sequence and then allow a home run is like unheard of, basically. Chucky D, thank you, says, did you see Wadey take an extra half second to make sure that throw home was money? Hashtag LFG Tyler Wade. I like Tyler Wade.
Well,
Shilty. I mean, Shilty does.
You just know now he's going to be on that postseason roster.
It's going to be starting game one, the right matchup.
So hold on, let me pull this up here. So in 10th inning, John. Okay, Tyler Wade, I guess, would have played. They took out Arise, and okay, never mind. They're going to have Lockridge running for Arise there in the 10th. For some reason, I thought Arise was playing first base tonight, but never mind. Just kidding. Whatever.
Just kidding. All right, we're going to get back to it in a moment. We do want to remind our viewers that are here right now that we are your home for year-round Padres content. So if you have not subscribed, please do that. If you have not smashed the like button for us, please do that. And we do need to thank our title sponsor. We can't do this without everyone here. We can't do this without Mark Nimitz, our title sponsor of the wrap-up show. Since day one of the channel, if you've got an insurance need, let Mark help you save time and money. He's done that for us. I've got homeowners, life insurance, and earthquake insurance through Mark. You can as well. Just by switching your insurance, he could save you $750 or more. If you click the link in the description down below, you'll get to his website. You see it on the screen right now. He does auto, home, renter's life, and more. And he can save you money. And if you ever need him, like if you ever have to file a claim, I did in 2022, he's going to save you time and he's going to save you money. And he's a great insurance agent with great service and communication. Trust us, San Diegan, lifelong Padres fan. And if you support our channel, please support our title sponsor, free quotes online or by calling Mark Nimitz at Farmers Insurance.
All the information is on that ticker there. mnimitz@farmersagent.com. Reach out to Mark. Let him know that John and Jim from the wrap-up show sent you.
See, I mean, this is an interesting take from Michael, and I happen to disagree, and Jim's going to as well. Like he says, Suarez has been doing it all season till now. He's not losing the closer role. I can see a Suarez-Tanner closer role going forward. Hashtag keep the faith. I mean, the thing is, April is no longer relevant to me. It's all about what's happening now. Just like Manny Machado's first half is no longer relevant. Right. Fernando Tatis Jr.'s injury is no longer relevant. Right. What's relevant to me is Ha-Seong Kim being out. What's relevant to me is Robert Suarez being ineffective. The here and now to me is all that matters. Now, does he have a track record? Yes, he has a good track record here. He's been a very good pitcher here. But what's more important to you, the track record or the here and now? And for me, it's not even close. It's the now.
100%. Like, it's about what have you done for me lately? And lately, Robert Suarez has been really bad. It's not just tonight. It's the last 2 months, and he's on a steady decline all season long. If you listen to, if you heard, you know, every month his ERA go up and up and up and up, and now it's ballooned to 7, and he's given up big home runs, and he's given up, you know, blowing games. Like this game before Robert Suarez gave up that 2-run homer, it was just a boring, like 2-0 win against the worst team in baseball. Take really nothing from it. You kind of just move on. Like, you did what you had to do. Joe pitched great. Merrill got the 2 RBIs. Suarez got, like, that was it. And then now coming out of this game, it's completely different. It's okay, they got the win. Magic number 3 is, but this Suarez thing is just listen to Schilt postgame, man. So that's all I got to say. Just listen to Schilt postgame.
And here's the other thing. He walked a batter in front of the 2-run home run. Remember, I think he walked 2 in front of the grand slam.
He did, like, I think, yeah.
Like, the home runs suck, but they're always possible. Everyone's allowed home runs. I mean, always possible one swing is a home run. But the walk over the plate appearance is really concerning to me. Like, with a 2-run lead, that's the cardinal sin, allowing the base runner. And he's done that a couple of times here recently. And that, to me, is kind of the unacceptable part of the way he's been pitching here recently. Mm-hmm. Chucky D, thank you for the super chat. He says Suarez can't pitch in her third, pure and simple. He really doesn't. At least hasn't been recently. It's a fair point. He leaves stuff up. He leaves stuff middle. But that's a fair way to look at it. I don't know if that's righty or lefty. I'd have to do like a deeper dive on it. But it doesn't seem like he's locating his fastball. It seems like he's throwing his fastball. But it doesn't seem like he's throwing it with some type of precision in terms of where it's going.
Yeah, I mean, that pitch to Sosa, not Sammy, was pretty damn near right down the middle.
Right.
The location was way off. It was getting foul ball after foul ball after foul ball, 9 straight dudes on it. Mm-hmm. If don't call me Sammy Sosa from the White Sox is hitting a 400-foot bomb off you, what do you think a guy like Shohei Ohtani is going to do with that pitch?
Bunt.
He's gonna bunt it, and then Major League Baseball will say it's the greatest bunt in the history of baseball.
Issue a statement.
I don't want to talk about Ohtani, but I just wanted to play Schilt postgame.
Are we able to?
Yeah, it's fine. Thanks, Ben Fadden. Here we go. Ready?
Mm-hmm.
Can you see that?
No.
Oh, okay.
Now we can.
Okay.
What'll be the considerations as you go forward with Robert Suarez, how you use these guys in the back end?
Yeah, there'll be a consideration. We got 3 good guys at the back, and we'll continue to take a look at it.
Are you seeing, I mean, I know the velocity's still there. I know some of the pitches are, as vintage Robert Suarez, are there more that are kind of leaking middle and not doing?
I think he's got to be able to mix in another, you know, something else occasionally to righties. He's got to change up, you know, the ability to throw another pitch is going to be important for him. The fastball velocity's plus, made a lot of good pitches. You know, he's 1 strike twice from, you know, being able to bring it home, but wasn't able to. But
oh, bye, Jim. Peace. We'll see you later. Jim died. All right, let's get back to some of the super chats. All right. Well, Jim hopefully will be back. All right, back to the super chats. Please subscribe, guys. If you are here, Padres win walk-off fashion over the White Sox at Petco. We'll get into, like this from Wando, Jackson Merrill. We'll get into Fernando Tatis Jr., the way he's played here since coming back. Wando says, another impactful hit by Jackson Merrill. This should lock up his rookie of the year. I think he's already locked it up. I really do. I don't think it'll be unanimous. Jim, you're such an idiot. Flip the sides.
I think.
What'd you do?
I think I might need to get a new computer.
Your computer is
awful. It just kicked me out of StreamYard.
Well, look at it this way. You've gotten a lot out of that computer. We've done hundreds of wrap-up shows. You've had it since way before you even knew me.
Right, yeah.
And I've known you for a long time. So here's the thing. You had a wedding, right?
Yes.
People gave you money, right?
Yes.
Use the money for a computer.
Okay. This MacBook Pro is from 2016.
2016. Like, who was the president? Like, that's like, that, you're going back a while. Like, we're going way back, 2016. Is anyone else watching Washington State, San Jose State tonight?
Let me answer that question for you, John. No.
Jackson Merrill, listen, sometimes it's better to be lucky than good. He's had an amazing season. That hit tonight was huge. Otherwise, they're losing this game in all likelihood. Yeah. Two out, bloop, double, or whatever it was. I think it was a double. Just massive moment after massive moment. How many RBIs is he up to now?
88. I
mean, every night it seems like he has one or two. How many?
88.
Amazing.
His 29th double of the year, 88th RBI, or 87th and 88th RBI tonight.
Incredible.
He's hitting 290. What is he hitting? He's hitting 292 with an 829 OPS this year. 24 home runs, 88 RBIs, 16 stolen bases.
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
We know there's power in our numbers. We've seen the impact we make when we stand together. So let's stand with candidates who represent us in Washington, D.C. Not extremist Bernie Moreno. If elected, Moreno could make the Radical Project 2025 playbook a reality, endangering our democracy and our hard-won rights and freedoms. Together, we can stop Moreno and his allies from reversing everything our ancestors fought for: Social Security, voting rights, and more. Sherrod Brown always stands up for the well-being of our community, capping the price of life-saving drugs like insulin and cracking down on predatory landlords jacking up rents in Black neighborhoods. Black power is in our votes. Let's use it today. Vote now to re-elect Senator Sherrod Brown.
Paid for by Ask Me People, AskMePeople.org, which is responsible for the content of this ad, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
155 hits on the year, 74 runs scored, got a 505 slug. When he wins Rookie of the Year, do you think Rob Manfred will release a special statement for that?
No. He's been great, though. He's been great, to Wando's point. Arthur, thank you. Even with all these bullpen weapons, reshuffling the pecking order now is a scary thought. I agree with that.
I agree.
Torres would 100% blow saves in the playoffs, though. Need a change. That's what I'm saying. This is like, remember, we've been talking for weeks on end about good problems the Padres have. This becomes the bad problem. This is like, you could be damned either way. You use him, he blows a save, you look like an idiot. You don't use him, you blow saves, you look foolish as well. So I kind of agree with Arthur.
But to the bad, concerning part of Robert Suarez, the Padres have a solution. It's not like all of a sudden they're going to Jeremiah Estrada. You know, like, Tanner Scott is a very reliable guy out of that bullpen right now, and he has 20 plus saves on the year. And I think putting him as your closer, it, what?
This dude just missed an extra point in a 1-point game with 6 minutes to play.
John, listen real quick. Nobody cares. It's the Padres wrap-up show.
That's fair. That's fair.
Not okay. The Washington State or whatever show. Okay? Nobody cares. Like, nobody.
Put in the comments, if you're here live, if you care. And feel free to put no. Nobody. Does anyone care?
No. Nobody cares. Nobody cares. All right.
All right, let's get back to these servers. Nope. Nobody cares.
Nope. Nobody cares. Nope. Nope. PJ cares, but you're lying. Nope. No.
You're lying.
No. Nope.
Z Defel or Z D E F L, thanks for the super. He says, when do you predict Padres clinch? I say Sunday. What do you say, Jim?
I say Sunday now too, just because Atlanta lost tonight. I think they're gonna lose one of the next two in Miami.
Dude, and Atlanta's been awful, haven't they?
God, they got lucky tonight because the Mets lost, but I mean, so looking at the wild card standings, you're still two up on Arizona, you're three up on the Mets, and you're five up on Atlanta.
You're five up on Atlanta. Like, this thing's over. It's just, what are we even pretending like the magic number matters for?
It just matters for when they clinch.
Exactly.
And I hope it's Sunday so they can celebrate and then they don't have to have this weird, awkward thing at Dodger Stadium where they know before the game they've clinched, and then if they lose and they sell up, like, what are they doing there? And so, yeah.
Hendrick, appreciate you, man. He says, Suarez here until 2027, so may want this offseason to include adding an out pitch besides just the fastball. Well, yeah. I mean, yeah, that's a big part of it. I just don't know how much confidence I have in that happening for a guy. I think he's 33. Why hasn't he already developed that secondary pitch? Late bloomer has had a lot of success parts of the last 3 years, but I trust Ruben Niebla and the organization. I think he's done a very good job with back end pieces over the years, including Robert Suarez. But that's a pretty large ask potentially for Robert Suarez, just based on what we've seen here. But I hope you're right. I do think it's a big part of their offseason. The problem is it's not a big part of their 2024. Now we're talking about 2025, and it's just not going to have any impact, unfortunately, on what's to come here.
It's wild that the White Sox are 45 games back of a playoff spot. 45.
45 games. How many games out are they in the division?
In the division?
How many games are they out from fourth place?
53 and a half games out of the division. 53 and a half. What happened?
Pick.
I see you watching, you motherfucker.
I don't even care.
I'm going to come over there and turn off your television, sir.
No. Okay. Martin says the ride on RS fastballs.
Robert
Suarez. Righties?
Robert Suarez fastball.
Earlier in the year than it is now. Now it's just a straight fastball. His sinker looks like his fastball, too. Almost no difference in miles per hour. Needs another pitch. I don't think he threw his sinker is the same as his fastball, right? I mean,
it's just the same pitch.
Yeah. He just throws the same pitch over and over and over again.
He's been throwing what's that look like? Is that sinker 91? Because he's been throwing some pitches that have been 91, and those have been like the get me over first strikes. They're not really like the consequent.
I don't know. We'd have to look. I don't know.
He's not throwing that pitch to try to get somebody out with it. I mean, maybe he has. Just not very frequently.
Yeah, I don't know. Moises, appreciate you, man. He says, Preller is playing chess while the rest of us are playing checkers. Now we know why he made bold moves for Adam and Scott. Who knew? Clearly, Preller did. Okay.
I don't think I think he just made those moves to try to make the bullpen or make the game a six-inning game in the postseason with Adam, Scott, and Suarez.
Potentially, yeah. Yeah, I think so, too. I think so, because he knows, like, what we know, which is you can win the postseason with elite bullpens, and at times this year they've had an elite bullpen. I still like their chances with this bullpen. It's just you're changing guys' roles really late, and now you got to see how they adapt and adjust to those changes in roles.
How about we do this? How much time is left in the football game?
5:05.
5 minutes?
Yeah, it's 38-37 San Jose State over Washington State, but Washington State has a first and goal from the one. They've punched it in, Jim, to take a 43-38 lead with 4:56 to go in Pullman.
Now, will they go for two?
I think you have to up five. I think it's a good point.
All right.
JD Gaucho, thank you. Good seeing you earlier today as well. Thank you for
the
cookie.
I haven't eaten cookie Shohei, yet, but it looks delicious.
Shohei now leads all of Major League Baseball in runs scored. Does that count as an offensive category? Wow. How about that, Jim?
Congratulations. He leads the league in one offensive category. Here's there we go. 125. Yay. That's really cool.
So red hot right now.
It's ridiculous. He's just. And I, if I wanted to be a hater, I'd be like, well, you know, it's against the shitty teams, but I mean, then why isn't everybody doing what Otani's doing? You know?
Yeah. I mean, the Padres are playing the White Sox. They scored like two runs, you know?
Yeah. It's just,
He's been ridiculous.
Doing the postseason, and I bet you in the postseason he's not going to get anything to hit, especially if anybody behind him ain't doing anything. I'm not throwing.
That is
anything.
A good point. That's a really good point. We'll get back to this conversation in a moment. We do want to thank our friends at Mova Globes. I see Michael in the chat, longtime supporters of the wrap up show here throughout the 2024 season. Great, great company. You can pick up your globe right now. They've got all 30 teams officially licensed, including the Padres. These spin automatically with artificial or natural light. And if you want them, you can get 10% off by using promo code PWS10. That's PWS10. So pick one up right now. Get 10% off. You're going to love them. It's a great gift idea for the baseball fan in your life. Great for the home office. Great for the work office. I think your family's going to love them as well. We've got a couple of these. My son's got one, I think it's Earth. Yeah, it's over there. You know, it's Earth.
Earth.
I never know how to describe it. It's like a globe.
It's a globe. Planet. It's a globe. Earth as a globe.
Yeah, hold on. Let me show it to you.
Okay.
This place.
Yeah, it's awesome.
It's Earth.
It's Earth, John. Retod says the only thing we care about is the quality of your water.
Good point.
Do you even care about that anymore? That you're drinking?
Like, no, I'm pounding
literal parasites every day.
Just pounding normal water, whatever it's called, tap water. Anyway, pick these up. Click the link in the description down below. Grab them for the postseason. Great, great company based in San Diego. Technology founded in Cardiff by the Sea. Really, really cool products. You're going to absolutely love them. I mean, you can see them on the screen. Always a relief map.
Mine's a satellite view.
I love it. And you've got to see
on our living room.
Go to their website. Seriously, if you're here right now, click the link in the description down below and check out their website. They have so many cool products. I mean, many cool ones. Use promo code PWS10. And get 10% off promo code PWS10. All right, back to the chat. Guys, if you're here, subscribe. You're on content for Padres fans. Back to the supers. Click the dollar sign below the chat box. We're behind on some of the supers. We apologize. We'll get to them all. Kind of a crazy night as the Padres walk off. We haven't even mentioned it, really. Tatis, two walk-offs this year, his first two of his career. RH, thank you. He says, Schilt said it tonight. Suarez needs to develop other pitches. Pomerantz said same thing. Too many fastballs, same location. No doubt. We agree. JD Gaucho says, in October, you'll need to get at least one bunt down.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm not concerned about that. I'm not.
They can bunt. But
yeah, they can bunt with the best of them.
Yeah. They have yesterday, they dropped two bunts in a row.
Right.
But
we issued a statement after that. Paul Stone, thank you. He says, if we sweep the Sox, there are two ways we can clinch a Petco on Sunday: by the Braves losing one of their next two, or by Mets losing both of their next two. I like that. I hadn't thought about that from the Mets perspective.
Sunday. I thought it was just the Braves.
Right.
I think it's going to shape up that way. I don't know if the Mets are going to lose in the next two versus the Phillies, but I do think the Braves could lose one of the next two to Miami. And I do think that the Padres are going to sweep this series. I do. Tonight, it just kind of felt one of the, like a sleepwalk game a little bit, you know, like they're just kind of sleepwalking through. They have the talent they have so much talent on this team compared to the White Sox. I mean, there's truthfully only like one guy on the White Sox you would take, and it's Garrett Crochet. And for a team that has lost 118 games now, that's still crazy to say that there's still a guy on the team you would want. But I just feel that they're going to figure out a way to clinch this thing on Sunday so they don't have that weird, awkward scenario at Dodger Stadium next week.
That'd be awesome to do it on a Sunday. And then they're off Monday, right?
Off Monday, so they can see. Yeah. That's like the best of all worlds. They don't have to travel. All you do is take a bus up to LA, right? You don't have to get on a plane. We know that. If there's an opportunity and possibility, they don't have to really travel much the next couple of weeks. And you can get as loaded and drunk as you want on Sunday afternoon, because Monday you ain't doing nothing.
I agree. Bro Duke, thank you, man, for the super chat. He says Suarez should consider a shower filter.
That's the problem.
That's for me.
But Suarez maybe should too.
Why? He is hard water?
I don't know.
Potentially.
Maybe.
Okay, Martin's breaking it
down. Thanks, Martin.
Let's do the deep dive, and thank you, man. Very generous.
Oh, boy.
Okay, so.
Oh, boy.
10-inch vertical drop. League average is 15. His sinker is sinking 12 inches. Average is 24.
What?
Pitches aren't moving the batter's eyes. Fastball's been thrown in the strike zone 57%. Sinker 53%. Catching too much of the zone.
I agree with that.
I mean, listen, I don't even care what the numbers say. I'm just watching it play out. I mean, obviously, he's been way more hittable because, to Jim's point, too, what percent of his fastballs are being fouled off right now? He's not getting swings and misses in general. It's not even about strikeouts. He's not getting swings and misses.
Yeah, it's a rarity to see him go out there three straight batters and throw like 15 pitches and 10 of them are swings and misses.
Right. Oh, right. Exactly. That's not happening.
It's not happening.
No, I mean, Martin's point, I appreciate the kind of data on it. I mean, I guess it just speaks to his issues. The issues are that I've said this a million times over the years. Velocity alone does not make you capable. It's velocity with location. And then you have to be able to mix and match. Like, you have to be able to mix and match. And he doesn't mix and match because he's only throwing one pitch, essentially, right now. E-Racing with Dale, thank you for the very generous super chat as well. He says, this is for Jim's new computer, LOL. Love you guys. We love you too.
Thanks.
What kind of computer are you going to get for $20?
The one off of, like, the TikTok shop.
Okay.
Buy one for $20 there. Might not last for a while. I don't know if it's going to be able to support streaming, but
can you get a Windows 95 computer?
Yeah, I'll try for that.
MS-DOS. Toasty, thank you, man. He says a good win. Opposing hitter sitting fastball against Suarez, concerning for October.
Very.
It really is. Overcome it? Like, I think you can overcome it just by using Tanner Scott and Jason Adam.
Yeah, you can overcome it. Yeah, because you have those guys. If you did not, and they had like Adrian Morejon and Jeremiah Estrada, I mean, you're pretty close to freak out mode time. But because they have Scott and Adam, who've been really, really, really good, especially Jason Adam for this team. I mean, maybe Jason Adam does get the closer spot. I mean, they've all closed games this year, so that's nothing new.
Correct.
Yeah, I see in the chat. I should get a Timu computer.
Yeah, exactly. That's hilarious. By the way, a lot of people said they don't care about this college football game that I'm watching.
Correct. Correct.
Because everyone here is a Padres fan.
Correct, John. We're doing a Padres wrap-up.
There's not as many Wazoo fans as you would expect.
Or
San Jose State. I know they have a big intrigue here.
Imagine if San Jose State pulls off the upset tonight against a Pac-12 school and now a former Mountain West school? And they're like, you didn't choose us for the Pac-12, you son of a bitch.
If I've missed any supers, please let me know. But Gabby, thank you for this super chat. Gabby says, who's got the best closer right now for the teams that are heading into the postseason? Well, maybe Emmanuel Clase with Cleveland. I think he'd be right up there. Josh Hader is a pretty effective closer. Those would be two of the best probably heading into the postseason, wouldn't you say?
Clase is by far and away the best closer heading into the
postseason. His numbers are ridiculous.
It's not even close because Helsley and Finnegan aren't making the postseason, and those two guys can't hold a candle to Class A. I think Kirby Yates has done an amazing job this year. Kirby Yates got 31 saves, and he has a sub-2 ERA, and he has 83 strikeouts and 58 and a 2/3 innings pitched. I mean, mm-hmm. He has been awesome. He's not going to the postseason. I mean, the Yankees and Holmes here, Clay Holmes, but he's got a 3.3 ERA.
He's been terrible. What are you talking about? He's got 10-plus blown saves.
He's not good. Mason Miller's not making the postseason.
They're not?
No. Edwin Diaz here, but, I mean.
Stop.
Stop. Yeah, he's not.
It's not 2021.
No. So, yeah, I mean, the only team – it's a good point if you want to say the only team in baseball right now that's heading to postseason that feels like locked down, like we are good with our closer is probably Cleveland. Right?
Yeah, I mean, definitely Cleveland. I mean, I would say Josh Hader. I mean, that's just I got it. If I'm going to be unbiased, I mean, I'll take my chances with Hader.
No,
I don't know if he's going to give you the four outs. But I think he can hold leads, you know?
Right.
There was something I was going to say, and I forget what it was.
He has a million strikeouts.
Who has a million strikeouts?
Hader. Dude, the guy pitching tomorrow for the White Sox, listen to his numbers.
Is he like Cy Young?
Chris Flexen.
Mm-hmm.
To his credit, he's made 31 starts this year. He's going to finish out the season, make every single one of his starts. He pitched 148 innings. He's got a 5.09 ERA. He's 2-14 on the year.
How does he have two wins?
I know.
Gosh.
He was a 14-game winner for the Mariners back in 2021.
I kind of remember that. What time's that game tomorrow?
Which one? The Padres?
Yeah.
Oh, that's a 5:40, John.
5:40 Saturday and then the old 1:10. It's not Sunday Night Baseball, Padres, White Sox?
No, it's not, John. It's a 1:10 start, and it's gonna be right in the middle of the day. Yu Darvish in the mound against Sean Burke of the White Sox, who's pitched 8 innings this year.
Perfect. I'll throw it on right after that Chargers Steelers 10 a.m. game. by the way, completely kidding.
What's happening in this game? Come on, I know you're watching. What's happening?
Okay. I appreciate you asking. San Jose State, trailing by 5, has the ball with 90 seconds to play from their own 35-yard line on a 2nd and 3. They just completed a pass to the 40-yard line.
Okay. I'm just gonna watch it with you. So I'm gonna turn this game on.
Nobody cares,
but
no, don't give me no copyright violation.
I'm not. Stop. Who cares?
And are you on the same? Oh, whoop. Okay. Things are happening.
It's, John, sunglasses on. I got second and one at the 50.
Oh, shoot.
He just threw it up. Oh, he just dropped it or caught it. Oh, he caught it at the 20.
Dude, you're ahead of me. Can you stop?
Oh, my God.
I've been watching this thing for freaking 4 hours. That's
an amazing catch. 1st and 10,
Jim,
from the 20.
We cannot do this.
53 seconds left. Takes the snap. Looks right.
Dude, no,
throws
don't do
right,
this.
Triple coverage. Incomplete.
Dude, you're ahead of me. Turn it off.
This is what you get for hijacking the wrap-up show and making us
watch. I didn't
watch.
Hijack anything. I was just watching it.
You've hijacked the wrap-up show, and now we have to finish watching the San Jose State-Washington State game because you can't concentrate. So this is what you get.
That's a nice catch.
2nd and 10, 48 seconds left. Ball to 20. We've missed Sunshine. Mr. Sunshine's like, peace out, bye.
I don't blame anyone for leaving. I really don't. I mean, we never do this. And we shouldn't be doing it now.
We're not doing it. We're done. We're done.
What else is there? Anything? I mean, Toddy goes topless for the second time in two weeks.
I mean, Musgrove looked fantastic tonight.
Oh, yeah. Joe Musgrove pitched.
He's been incredible.
He's got a 2 ERA since coming back.
If you want to say it's the White Sox, fine. But he was dominant tonight. And you take out that one inning where you give up 6 runs. He's been like amazing. And even with the 6 run inning there, he's been amazing.
He's got a 2.05 with the 6 run inning. Without it, it's sub 1. If you take out the one inning. Like,
I know. Okay. I know. Well, I'm just like, emphasizing that he's only had one bad inning since his return.
True.
And that is crazy. In what? This was his 9th start or his 8th start?
8th.
8th start back, and he's had one bad inning.
Yeah, literally one. It's a great point.
That's it. He is on a heater right now, and he's either your game 2 or game 3 starter. To me, probably game 2. or depending on where they're at. They win game one, I might just go to the knockout and pitch Joe game two.
If they win game one?
Yeah.
Do you know the answer to this? JD Gacha, thank you. Says, who has head-to-head between San Diego and Milwaukee? Same record now. But Milwaukee's going to win a division, right?
I think Milwaukee.
Didn't
Kevin say Milwaukee had the head-to-head today?
I'm looking right now. The Padres have taken 5 of 7 from Milwaukee.
Oh, just kidding. Padres have the head-to-head.
Yeah, 5-2. But that's not relevant, right?
Not unless they overtake the Dodgers. And if they overtake the Dodgers, they're going to be better than the Brewers. So that's not relevant. It's not relevant.
Yeah, not overly.
Not at all, actually.
It's so funny, by the way. Toasty, thank you. Says, shout out to Jake for going 3-for-3 with a walk. Wasn't overly surprised to see him in the 8-hole against a lefty, but you feel good about 78 RBIs in that spot. He was 3-for-3?
No. Was he? He went 3-for-3 tonight with a walk?
Yeah.
Jeez. Okay.
Yep. Batting 8th. Yeah.
Hey, man.
Things you like to see.
He's a guy. He can struggling. Get hot, and he's a streaky guy, and he can run into one. Obviously, he's got 16 home runs on the year. He's not, like, helpless.
Right. Right.
But he's not ever going to be a guy that's going to hit 300 for you. You know, he's kind of around his career averages right now, like a 240 hitter, 720 OPS, 15 to 20 home runs. I mean, shoot, get 78 RBIs for a guy that's hitting 8th now. That's pretty damn good
offensive team. I mean, it's been a really good offensive team.
Yeah. It's pretty damn good.
Rosie Cheeks, thank you for the super chat. I feel Padres will rake tomorrow. Your thoughts? I could see it. I mean,
be nice.
Yeah, it'd be nice. 540 start, bad Chicago White Sox, starter with a 5 ERA, bad bullpen. They only scored 3 runs today. They didn't get going until the 6th inning. Yeah, I'd like to see them surpass 3 runs, that's for sure. Jeffrey, thank you for the super. Says, this game made me drink beer.
Touchdown San Jose State. Yeah,
what's that?
Touchdown San Jose State. You're welcome.
Dude, you are such an a-hole.
You're so mad.
I'm freaking watching this thing I'll let you back in.
I ruined it for you, right?
And this dude also got injured. This is if anyone threw this on, I probably increased the ratings like twofold by talking about this game.
Probably.
But this will not go down as a great loss for Washington State, by the way, at home.
San Jose State's like, if you didn't invite us to the Pac-12, you motherfuckers.
We're going to take it out on everyone.
San Jose State can put up some points, man.
Well, apparently.
Tell you what, it's going to be a problem for...
They don't play.
Oh, that's a good point.
Do the Aztecs play Spartans? I don't think so.
It's a great point. They're going for 2, John. I won't tell you what happens, though. Don't worry.
Oh, great. Yeah, you just like ruined like
the entire game. I'm not going to tell you what happened. I promise. I will not tell you what happens. I will not tell you.
Seeing Ballpark Pretzel told me 2-point good.
Okay.
So I'm going to trust Ballpark Pretzel. This has been like the greatest game ever played.
46-43.
Who is the quarterback for San Jose State? Is it Patrick Mahomes?
No, he's like, better.
Who are the receivers? Tyreek Hill and like Devontae Adams?
Can he play for the Niners on Sunday? Shit.
Lord. It's incredible. This is 4th and 10.
Did you see that? The guy came out of nowhere and he caught the ball that was supposed to go the other receiver.
Wait, are you talking about the 4th and 10? Oh, yes. My God, that's incredible.
He caught the ball that the other receiver was trying to catch. He stole the ball in midair.
Where does this rank among the Tatis walk-off or this catch in the back of the end zone?
I mean,
there's some funny comments in here. It's funny. We can talk about, like, filtered water, and people are like, this is great content. I really
love the content.
And then I talk about, like, a game on the CW, and people are like, this is ridiculous. Stop talking about it. real quick, and by real quick, I mean whatever. I do want to remind our viewers about our friends over at Underdog Fantasy. You can play and win big by using promo code PODSWRAP. That's PADSWRAP. They've got their best offer yet. You're getting a 50% deposit match up to $1,000 by using promo code PODSWRAP. That's PADSWRAP. They've got highly discounted picks. Jim was talking about them earlier today on the radio. I think they've got Patrick Mahomes for week three. If he throws for 1 yard or higher than a half yard, that's a winner.
Yeah.
And if you followed Mahomes' career, routinely he's throwing for more than a half yard. Like almost every game, it's
Pretty good bet that he'll throw for 1 yard.
So if you use promo code PODSWRAP, they're giving you the Mahomes pick'em. You can play along with across sports, Padres pick'ems like Manny Machado higher than a half total base, or Fernando Tatis Jr. higher than a half total walk, so on and so forth, Luis Arraez. So use promo code PODSWRAP, PADSWRAP. Get the free gimme picks on Patrick Mahomes this weekend. Get the 50% deposit match. Support the channel. Use promo code PODSWRAP, PADSWRAP. Yep.
Download the Underdog Fantasy app now, guys. Use promo code PODSWRAP, and you get a heavily discounted pick, 50% deposit matched. NFL season's underway. Baseball postseason coming up. There's just a lot of things happening right now in the sports world. So download the Underdog Fantasy app right now. John's watching the game. I can tell you what happens if you want, and then you don't have to watch it.
No.
No.
Joe wants to know what's going on with the game. I think it's I think San Jose State's going to win, right? They're up by three with 20 seconds left.
Washington State needs like at least 30 yards here to have a chance. And it's second and 10.
How many points are they favored by in this game?
I would look at the screen right now if I were you.
Okay. This is the greatest game ever played. Oh, shit, dude. What is happening?
Oh my goodness.
Let me just see who's, dude. Wazoo was laying 13 tonight. Oh yeah, where's Carl? Has anyone done a welfare check on Carlos?
He texted me earlier. He's like, "See, I'm right about Suarez."
But have we heard from him since?
No.
I'm hoping he's all right.
Oh, what is happening?
No, don't even.
Oh, gotta call timeout. Shit. Real quick before they kick this field goal. I know.
It's going to be a long field goal.
Shout out to Maria, Rich, Ms. Do-It-All, JD Gaucho, Quan, Chad.
Maria?
Yeah, Maria. Send Maria. Chad, thank you guys for showing up today at the Naughty Barrel. Shout out to you guys. Salute. That was fun. Thanks for the cookies, JD Gaucho. Yes. Appreciate that.
Yeah, looks good. Where's that cookie?
Still in your bag?
Here's the thing. I'm gonna go before the field goal because you're gonna ruin it for me.
No, I swear I will not ruin it for you.
But the chat probably will.
Don't look at the chat then. It's very easy to not look at the chat.
Right.
So what do we got here? We got 5 seconds left.
Why are we watching this?
5 seconds left. How long is this field goal?
I mean, it's like a good 55 yards.
It's a long one.
At 5 seconds, you want to run a 3-second play? Just run like a quick out.
53-yarder? 52-yard field goal attempt for the tie.
I don't buy whatever, Bob. This is actually hilarious. I'm looking at the chat. Did this really go in from 53 yards out? This game is complete Pac-12 after dark drunken craziness.
That, like you said, the rating spike that we've just created for this game.
To everyone, let's just stick around for this overtime. This is now switched from the wrap-up show to just we're hanging out watching some random college football game on the CW.
On the CW. Pac-12 after dark, baby.
Dude, this is really after dark. I mean, this is 2:14 a.m. Eastern.
Holy shit. That was good from like 60.
This is the most ridiculous game ever. Do we keep it here for this overtime or do we wrap?
We can't keep it here for this overtime.
Put it in the chat. Do you want us to stay here for overtime or leave?
I like someone put the Barstools posted. San Jose State wants to know why their Pac-12 invite never arrived.
Oh my gosh. The Pac-12 just tweeted, it's good.
They did?
They did.
Okay.
Which makes sense.
Pac-12 after dark, baby. Well, what do you want to do? I have to probably go because like,
oh, you have like friends there.
I'm in our guest room and Aaron, Camille's got to stay in here and stuff. So
after all that, you're going to break down the fourth down. Like
here's the thing. This thing could go on for a long time, John.
No, they have new rules now because second overtime, you have to go for two and third overtime is just 2-point conversions, right?
Fine. Really fine. You want me to stay?
Let's stick around for five. Let's stick around.
Five more minutes, everybody. Five more minutes of this freaking game.
Five more minutes.
We got 500 people in this chat.
Let me get some tap
watching us watch San Jose State, Washington State, because John has
bad for anyone that watches this back end replay.
Because John has a legitimate college football like problem.
It's not a problem.
First step is acknowledging you have a problem. So you have a problem.
You act like the entire nation isn't awake right now watching this in the CW. This is basically Chiefs Ravens.
The only people watching this game like that are legitimately interested in it are sickos.
More viewers, Chiefs Ravens or this? Let's wrap up show inception, man.
I don't know.
There will be no one here within 10 minutes.
Chad, if I did that, Chad, then Aaron would be like, what is happening in there? I can't.
Right.
Yeah.
Tap water.
Parasite water.
Put that down.
Put it down.
I love that metallic like taste.
Oh, God.
Just like little metal chunks.
What is wrong?
Yeah, imagine watching this on replay.
Seriously. Well, you get to the final, you get to an hour mark and you're like, all right, we're done.
Yeah, I mean, I'm done and I'm here live.
If you guys want
the same dude that doinked an extra point 5 minutes ago just hit a 53 yarder.
Is that Jankowski's son?
It might be, dude.
Which there's no other Jankowski's out there.
There's not, he's huge.
It's massive. Oh, that's Jankowski's son for sure. That's his son. It's got to be.
It is truly the game that will never end.
Never. I hope it never ends. I hope it goes until 5 a.m.
I think it starts at 7 o'clock.
Guys, I'm not doing Joe Davis. If you want to hear my Joe. Oh. If you want to hear my Joe Davis.
Am I behind? I think I could fast forward. Hold on. Let me watch this first. Oh, my gosh. Remember my first time playing football?
If you want to hear my Joe Davis, James made an amazing edit of my Joe Davis call the other day where I was mocking Joe Davis. And it synced up perfectly with Otani's 50th home run of the season.
What's James's handle?
James the Great, I think.
It is very good stuff.
I retweeted James. It. Or I put it out there on John and Jim.
I was cracking up when I watched that. By the way, what did you guys think? We haven't even talked about my Otani take. Oh my gosh. This is going to be an epic collapse for San Jose State, is it not? They took a lead with 20 seconds left. By the way, once this game goes final, we'll have full reaction. We have 90 minutes. We're going to catch up with the head coach of Washington State and San Jose State. Hold on. Let me get to some of these supers.
Hey, man, go Pac-12.
Oh, wait a second. There's a flag.
Yeah, after the play for unsportsmanlike. Okay.
JD Gasher, thanks, man. He says, glad you like the cookies. Yeah, man, we appreciate you. I didn't know about Taylor Chip until after I got back from Philly in 2021, even drove through Lancaster. Listen, the more you know, the next time you guys are in Pennsylvania and Lancaster, pick up some cookies from Taylor Chip. Free
are
pub.
Are you going to eat that?
No. Jones will lose his mind if he sees this thing. Like, legit lose his mind.
What kind of cookie is that? It's like a
birthday cake.
Oh, my God. I did not see that today.
Like, I'm going to show this to him tomorrow. This has to be 50,000 calories. Soon, Ivan.
If John could, he would start a...
Dude.
I've been
posting some... I don't want to get into it. By the way, if you haven't subscribed to the Aztec Wrap-Up Show on YouTube...
Yeah, subscribe to that, but don't subscribe to John and Jim. Actually, subscribe to John and Jim.
No, we're deleting that channel.
If John was single and he didn't have a wife or kid, he would be sitting on YouTube all day just talking college football. Guarantee it.
Spoiler alert, that's what I do anyway.
But like to it, like another level. Oh, shit.
No way, dude.
Why are you throwing?
Dude, this game is insane. I just tweeted that.
What's he doing?
What are you thinking? You're a field goal away from the win, and you're just freaking a gunslinger?
God.
Oh, my gosh. This is unbelievable. Now they got to go for two in the second. This game is insanity.
Oh, we have to keep it. Dude, I got to go, bro.
No, you're not going anywhere. Tell Aaron.
Why are we going for four?
Man, you guys really broke down that Padres game. We really talked about Robert Suarez.
And we watched the Washington State, San Jose State game.
Oh, this isn't a bad idea.
I kind of like it.
It's not a good idea. This is hilarious.
Suarez must be playing QB.
Terrible.
That's funny. That is funny, dude.
Change the title so we can get people in here.
And then change it back. Dude, what is happening right now?
Put Ohtani in the title.
Oh my. Oh
no.
Oh.
What?
What is,
don't tell what, me. What is the... He's running everywhere. What? This is Reggie Bush.
It's better.
Quarterback ran for 3 yards. He ran 50,000. Oh, there's a flag.
Holding.
Is my wife sleeping? Oh, I appreciate you asking, JD Gaucho. Thank you for the super. John, did you ever go through Lancaster and Hershey growing up? It's a different world out there. It's a completely different world. Amish country in Lancaster. Hershey's got chocolate. Everyone loves chocolate.
Bless every single one of you still watching this right now. I mean, I don't think I'd be watching.
You guys are loyal. By the way, we have a Padres Discord channel. If you want to continue this San Jose State chat afterwards, click the link in the description down below.
Yeah, very important discussion happening in the...
Whoever loses this game will never sleep again because I would be thinking about this game for forever. If this was just a San Diego State game, I would have... Imagine if I was calling this game, Jim.
I know. I desperately want you...
Yeah, field like 20 yard run.
My dream is for you to have to call one of these games like in the near future, which is just like,
I mean, I'm gonna call a game that's like interesting. I mean,
no, I meant like to this level.
Oh, like a crazy like Pac-12 after dark drunk game,
just completely bonkers to the point where when you go home, you're not sleeping for 3 days.
I would not sleep for 3 days if this was San Diego State and they lost. I don't. It might be 4 days, truthfully. It could be a week.
It could be longer. Yeah.
Wait, what are we doing here?
We're getting a first down. That's what we're doing.
We're not. The funny thing is, we're not even doing play by play. We're just watching and then reacting.
And I'm ahead of you.
Where You At Productions, thank you. It says, tell me you love college football without telling me you love college football, LOL. I love college football. Here's the thing. I love baseball. I don't know if you guys can tell. We only talk about baseball every second. I love college football. I love college basketball. Now, Jim loves the NFL. I don't have a problem with the NFL. I just like college football more than the NFL.
I like college football, but I like the NFL more.
Yeah. No, I get it. That's complete. That's most people, I would say.
Because I don't, truth, I mean, I went to San Jose, I went to San Diego State for like a hot second. I never like experienced like the college like football craze. Like I just never experienced it. So that I don't know. Like I kind of adopted the Aztecs as my team, but at the same time, NFL is just to me higher on the list.
Hey, will Padres playoff wrap-up shows be interrupted by Pac-12 games? No. Okay, so Washington State has scored a touchdown in double overtime, but let's make an important note for our wrap-up show viewers tonight. They have to go for two beginning in the second overtime.
I can't believe we're doing
this. Has anyone spot this game? What time is it?
It's 11:30, John.
This game started truly 4.5 hours ago.
Aaron's going to be like, what the hell were you guys doing in there?
By the way, Hendrick, thank you. Well, here's the thing. I have an idea for Hendrick. He says the game is not in Virginia. Well, it's on the CW, so it's somewhere. But go to YouTube because I saw that someone was streaming it on YouTube. Just type it in. I mean, I'm not advising that, but I'm advising.
Okay, I'm going to go.
No, you're not.
And you can stay on.
You're going to leave after the first double overtime? You're not going to watch San Jose? Let's just stay through double overtime. I want to see if they get the conversion. Jim is seriously questioning his life right now. Hold on.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Was he in or not?
He's not in.
What? How do you not reach the football out?
Oh, my God, dude.
Dude, he was in. He was in.
This thing's going like 12 overtimes, bro.
No, San Jose State now can win it.
I know. But I don't think they're going to get two.
Dude, this is the Buffalo Wild Wings ad. It will never end.
He did not get in.
Holy What's he shit. Doing with his arm?
He's being a little pansy.
Oh, my gosh. You're right. He didn't get in.
I mean, jump over this guy. What are you doing?
Jump over this guy. This guy's run 400 offensive plays tonight. That is a great tackle. I think he might be in, Jim.
I think he might be out, John.
Yeah, you might be right. Where's our? Can you bring in Pereira? Can you bring Pereira up?
They're gonna go to like, dude. They're gonna go to like a 15-minute review, bro.
Okay, you can go, but I'll never let you live this down.
I literally don't care anymore. I don't give a shit if you give me shit for this. I don't care.
Can you do a Mickey Mouse?
Who's this ruling? Michael Mothershed. Who's Michael Mothershed? Who is this guy? This is Michael Mothershed. Is there Pereira?
This is amazing.
Michael
Mothershed. I am loving every second of this. I don't think you're overturning this.
Who's Michael Mothershed?
He's the rules analyst.
That came out of
Who's
nowhere.
The Padres Tuesday night? He's the Mike Winters. He's not in.
Michael Mothershed?
You love this.
Oh shit, they could.
No, they don't say counted. How is there clear and concise video evidence
there's
that was a
no
conversion?
Way, dude.
There's a lot of people still there.
The place way, is packed.
Dude, there's 100 combined points in this game.
54-46, second overtime.
Oh yeah, oh, good point. I told Hendrick to go watch it on YouTube. He's watching us on YouTube.
Oh,
such an idiot,
dumbass.
I'm such a moron.
It's like I'm Rofa. Watching you guys, you loser.
Thank you, Rofa. Okay, so we're in the second half of the second overtime where San Jose State needs a touchdown and a 2-point conversion to bring it to third.
Wrap up show after dark.
Right, yeah, wrap up show after dark, dude.
I want to like retroactively go back in time to like the 58 minute mark of the show and be like,
and end it.
And be like, okay, now we're going to start the portion of the shit is off the rails of part of the wrap up show. So you can, yeah, just let you know. Big third down, John. Do you think it's four down territory?
Well, I hope, what if they just didn't go for it on fourth down?
Kick a field goal. You know, like we're not going to win this game.
What are we doing awake? I was like so tired. I was sleeping on the couch in the eighth inning.
Only you can make me like stay up for this stupid game.
And then I texted you with two outs in the ninth inning. I'm like, this game's over. And then it was tied.
Well, that's not a school night.
Oh, school night? You don't go to school.
Coverage. What are you guys doing? I'm not even rooting for anybody. I'm just rooting for this game to be over.
No, I'm rooting for the Buffalo Wild Wings, and it never ends. Like, I'm going to remember where I was for this game.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, I think Fernando is a really good athlete. I bet he could have been really good at a lot of sports.
He'd get hurt all the time.
He'd be hurt constantly.
If he gets hurt now in a non-contact sport.
How many games have he played in the NFL? It's like three.
Imagine him in a sport where everyone's just tackling him all the time. he would not be that good.
Dude, is this not the most ridiculous thing you've ever watched?
Thanks, PJ, because I think this sucks.
Where's Michael Mothershed?
Michael Mothershed,
dude, he's like, hey, honey, I'll be upstairs at like 9, and he has to work. It's like 4 in the morning.
Michael fucking Mothershed.
This is great.
Did they score?
You tell me. You're ahead of me.
He's fucking scored.
Did they score?
Oh my god. God, please don't make this, dude. This is never going to end.
I am holding my good luck Mova Globe for some reason.
I'm not.
Hold on. If it goes to third overtime, it's just 2-point conversions.
I know. That's what I mean. I hope they'd miss this.
There's no plays. No, I'm saying in third overtime, they don't even run offensive plays. They just run 2-point conversions.
Oh.
Isn't that crazy?
They do?
Yeah. Yeah.
Holy shit.
New rule. Like last year.
Please don't convert this. Come on. End this.
I'm out. Don't tell me.
Okay.
What is going on? Game over.
Game over. Thank God.
Never in doubt. Washington State. Pretty easy win.
Miss. Hold on. Say it with me, guys. It's a game that will never end. Well, it's ended now.
They're rushing the field?
Stop. Against San Jose State?
Well, it is like the greatest game ever played.
Pac-12, baby.
Wow.
I mean, is this like the greatest one in like school history? Like, what are we doing here?
I don't know if that's the play I'm running for my conversion.
Well, here's the thing. This is such a huge game for Washington State. They are in the running for the
college football playoff
because they beat Washington last week and they win this thriller tonight.
They also have already beaten Texas Tech.
They are definitely playing for that college football playoff 100%.
Oh yeah.
All right, are we done?
No, Hawaii's about to kick off. No, we're kidding. They're not.
Holy shit.
All right, if you were here for that, you have to subscribe. Year-round content.
I think the only people watch us right now are our subscribers.
Good point. Why would you ever be watching this if you weren't a subscriber? Great point. Guys, we'll see you Sunday night. We'll see you Sunday, hopefully celebrating a Padres postseason trip in 2024. Appreciate you all. We have no idea what we're doing with our lives. None.
I really don't. I'm going to go to bed now. Bye.
For Jim, I'm John. We'll see you Sunday night.
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours.
Care is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
With Robinhood Gold, you don't need a silver spoon to eat up the financial favors of the 1%. Robinhood Gold allows a resourceful individual to earn the very liberal rate of 4.5% APY on uninvested cash, receive unlimited 1% deposit bonuses, and be rewarded with a handsome 3% retirement boost on an IRA account. Get the privileges of the high net worth for any net worth for just $5 a month. Sign up at Robinhood.com/gold. Terms apply. For product-specific disclosures, visit Robinhood.com/gold. Investing involves risk. Rate may change. Gold membership is offered by Robinhood Gold LLC.